Okay, so we're up to Tosfos. Kol Hecha De'ikka Kan Kohen. So there's good news and there's bad news. The bad news is, as I was preparing for today's shiur and I was learning this Tosfos yesterday, I had absolutely no idea what Tosfos is talking about. That's the bad news. The good news is, just now, a few minutes ago, I saw that Rick Vega writes that he also has no idea what Tosfos is talking about. He says, Loi Zochisi, he says, I was not Zoicha to understand what Tosfos is writing. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yo'ir Einai, should enlighten my eyes. So anybody who doesn't understand this Tosfos is in good company. Let's remind ourselves briefly of what the Gemara was saying. The Gemara said that although we had a machleikus between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yechanan, what to do with Psisin and Shleimin, that if you have Chita and Sa'ira, then all opinions would agree that you make a bracha on the Chita, because it's Chashuv, irrespective of whether this Sa'irin is Shalem or not. Even though the Shalem normally might be the preferred one, but not when you're opposing Chitin. Chitin definitely wins the day, because it's super duper Chashuv. The Gemara queried that, because we saw that in the Truma story there seems to be a machlokes actually about whether Choshev outguns Sholem or whether Sholem outguns Choshev. So why are you telling me that it's so simple and everybody would agree that Choshev would win the day? It's not so simple. So the Gemara says, no, it is simple. Indeed, if the Kohen is presently in front of us, then what? Then of course, which one would you give in the case of the onion? Definitely, which one wins the day? Choshev. Choshev definitely wins the day, and therefore it is simple. The reason why we have a machlokes is for a different case. When the Kohen is not here, so we have technical issues, because maybe if you give him the choshev one, it won't last, and therefore there's no point, etc., etc. But essentially, if the Kohen is here, all things being equal, you'd certainly give him which one, you'd definitely go for the choshev. Now, I'm going to attempt to read Tosfos, although I must be honest, as I said, I really did not understand what Tosfos is saying at all. Let's read Tosfos. Kol Hecha De'ikka Kan Kohen, De'ikka Kohen, wherever we're talking about that the Kohen is here and he's present in front of us, then what? Kuli Alma Loi Pligi. Then indeed everybody would agree there's no machloikus whatsoever, De Choshev Odif, and you definitely give him the one that's more choshev. Everybody would agree. So in the final analysis, which one is more, which one wins the day? Choshev. If the Kohen's here. If the Kohen's not here, then like we said before, we have practical issues, because the onion's going to go mold. But if he's here, choshev wins the day. Choshev wins the day. Choshev wins the day. Says Tosfos. Venehi. Now, what does the word venehi mean? Nehi translated means although. That's the translation of the word venehi. Which means that Tosfos is asking a question. Nehi always means that Tosfos is asking a question. Although we said ABC, and that for some reason is going to pose problems, don't worry, DEF. But that's what Nehi means. Even though, that means at face value, there's a big problem to be sorted out. So let's see what Tosfos's problem is. V'nehi de'le'el ka'omar. Even though above, in the previous Gemara, we said, psisin gedoilim, v'shleimim ketanim. Remember, that's how the sugya started. What's the halacha? T'mavarech ala shleimim. Who says you make a bracha on the shleimim? Rabbi Yochanan, and Tosfos already told us that's what we paskan halacha. Now, if you remember, Tosfos disagreed with Rashi, and Tosfos learns that what does psisin mean? Large slices, not equal size. Rashi says we're dafka talking about equal size. If it was big, then it'd be a different story. But Tosfos says no, we are talking about big. In fact, that's the translation of psisin. Psisin means big. Okay, so Tosfos has got into trouble. Tosfos says, I don't understand. What's my question? Hooray, we said that when you have psisin gedoilim, versus Shlomim Ketanim. What's the halacha then? Psisin. Which one wins the day?
Psisin.
Psisin. I.e., which one? Gan kunt Rabbi Yechanan. According to Rabbi Yechanan, when you have Psisin Gedoilim, as opposed to Ketanim Shleimim, which one did he says you should go for?
Ketanim
Shleimim. So which one wins the day?
The smaller hole.
Shalim wins the day. End of question. Taisa's answer is no. Hainu Dafka, the bracha, that's going to be the answer. If anybody can explain to me Taisa's question, $1,000. Sponsored by Nachum. Nachum, you got the cash?
1,000?
He's got a credit card in the car.
Okay, that'll do. It's okay. We don't need to unlock the car now. Vos fregdo Taisus. What's Vanihi? Even though we said, in other words, I can repeat the words of Taisus and I can tell you what Taisus is asking. I have no idea what he means. We just now said that everybody agrees that essentially, under ordinary circumstances, nothing's going to go moldy, the Kohen is right here, waiting to take his truma. Then which one wins the day? Choshev one wins the day. The Choshev one wins the day. The Choshev one wins the day. By the way, what was more Choshev in this case? What's the truma case? What is more Choshev? The half onion. Why is that more chashuv? So what if it's bigger? Tosis himself says it's not bigger, it's the same size.
It's better
taste. Better tasting. Fine. So we've got two onions. One is 100 grams, and one is, which is a sholem, and one is a half of 200 grams, which in the final analysis is also 100. But it initially was bigger. So what? Oh, so it was bigger in the first place. As Tosis, it tastes better. Why that should be, I don't know, Azishtet in Tesis. So what are the two players here on the field? One is a better tasting onion, but it's not Sholim. One is a less tasting onion, but it's a Sholim. And the Gemara says, under ordinary circumstances, the Kohen is here, which one wins the day? Chashuv. Why the Chetzi? Why? Because it's Chashuv. Because it's Chashuv. And the Gemara explained, so too, therefore that parallels, when you have, for example, Chito and Sa'ira, which one would win the day? Again, Chito, even though it's not Shalim, because that's always the principle. When you're comparing Choshev versus Shalim, which one wins the day? Choshev always wins the day. Choshev versus Shalim, Choshev wins the day. How many cases do we have of that? Case number one, Chito versus Sa'ira. We said everybody agrees that which one wins the day? Chito. Case number two, the two onions. One is more Choshev. Everybody agrees that which one wins the day? The Choshev. Even though we did have a machlokes about the onion, but that's a different case. That's when the onion is going to go moldy. That's not the regular case. But in the regular case, so does everybody agree to me that when we close the Gemara and we go home, I would call you up 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd say, no. Which one do you make a bracha on? Which one is better, Choshev or Shalim? One single solitary answer. One word, which one is Choshev wins the day? Everybody agrees? Choshev wins the day. That's what the Gemara says. Frektos akasha nahi, even though, meaning, I'm very, very troubled because in the beginning of the sugya, when you had psisin, which according to Tosfos means large, versus small Shalem. What did Rabbi Yechanan say?
Shalem.
You make a bracha on the Shalem, so the Shalem outguns what? The large bread. Stop. So Tosfos says, that's my big kasha. There I see that which one is winning the day. In the case of the onion or the chit on the sa'ira, which one wins the day? Choshev. So Sholem came second. Why in the case of Psisin, all of a sudden did Sholem over there come first? That's the stira. Menachem, you ready with the car keys? Yon Santo Izakasha?
So why is that not a simple kasha?
Why is it not a simple kasha? I looked at this tesis, I read this tesis again and again and again and again. I did not understand, I was not zeichet to understand the words of Tosfos until I saw the Heilige Zeder, Rebbe Kivega, also says he doesn't understand the words of Tosfos. I'll explain to you why I don't understand Tosfos. Again, like in a Gemara like this, you've got to be clear in every stage. What was stage number one? How did this Gemara start 2 weeks ago when we began the Zman? Elul Zman, how did we begin the Zman? I've got two breads on the table. Psisin versus Shleimin. Okay, now let's not confuse the issue. Let's go with Rabbi Yechanan for a moment. Okay, because Tosfos says that's what we pass like. So, Psisin versus Shleimin. What's the halacha? Shleimin wins the day. Now, we're going with Tosfos. Although Rashi disagreed, we're going with Tosfos. Psisin is what? Large. So large versus Shalem, what's the score? Shalem wins the day. Shalem wins the day? Shalem beats large? Right. What did the Gemara say in the next line? If, however, I have Chito and Sa'ira, and the Sa'ira Shalem, then what's the halacha? Then Chito wins the day. Why? Because Choshev beats Shalem. So can you please say that slowly again? If I have Sholem versus Godoil, which one wins? Sholem wins the day. That's Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. If, however, Sholem is not competing against Godoil, but rather he's competing against Choshev, then Choshev wins. So far, so good. Any kashas? No kashas. Is that a stira? It's not a contradiction. Does Sholem take place number one or place number two? The answer is it depends who he's fighting against. That's Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. If he's fighting against Godoil, Sholem wins the day. If he's fighting against Choshev, then Sholem loses the day. So clearly, which is a bigger mailer, Godoil or Choshev? Choshev. Choshev outguns Sholem.
But that's
one Choshev. Second, but Godoil doesn't. So far, so good? Okay, so we've just now arrived at the principle that even though Godoil loses out to Sholem, but Choshev outguns Sholem. What's the example? Chito versus Sa'ir. Now the Gemara brings another example of Truma, where here it's Choshev also. Why is it Choshev? Like Tosfos says, because it's very good tasting. So what does the Gemara say? Everybody agrees that which one do you have to give to the Kohen if he's here? Choshev. Why? Because Choshev beats Sholem. Frek Tosa Kasha, Nahi, even though I don't understand, that's a big stira. Really, what's the stira? Because in the first line of the Gemara, we said that which one wins the day, the Sholem or the Godoil? Sholem. So why are you telling me over here that the Choshev wins the day? Does that Kasha make any sense?
In both cases, you're talking about one species.
No.
Which case?
Yes.
Whoa. Which case? There's three cases. I don't know what you mean in both cases. There's three cases.
One, two, and three. I want to say we're comparing one to three.
Okay.
According to Tosfos.
Fine. So what's the steer?
Leave out number two.
Fine.
Leave out the
steer. So one and three. What's the steer?
The steer is in the first case, Sholem wins the day.
Who's he fighting against?
Godot.
So Sholem beats Godot, fine. What's the stira? And over here you see that Sholem.
This is also a case of Godot.
It's not.
It is.
It's not. Tosfos says the same size. Tosfos says the same size. It's Choshev because it tastes better.
Choshev is
Godot. No, the Gemara compared Choshev to Chiton Saira. The Gemara said cases 2 and 3 are identical. That was the Gemara's whole question in the first place. The Gemara said that in case number 2, when you've got Chita and Sa'ira, that Choshev wins the day, the Gemara says, how does that fit with Truma? The Gemara says, don't worry, it fits with Truma. In other words, Truma, case number 3, is identical to Chita and Sa'ira, case number 2. What's the common denominator between them? Choshev beats Sholem. And we were all sitting comfortably, understanding that yes, Choshuv beats Shalem, but Shalem can beat Godel. I don't call that a contradiction. The Gemara said it's not a contradiction. Frektei Zakasha is a contradiction. Why is that a contradiction? I know that Choshuv beats Shalem, and I know that Shalem beats Godel. What's Tei Zakasha?
Can we say?
Lomazay in the Heiliger and Kivayhiger.
There are different
Bali choices. Say that it's all one page, Mechatesa, to ask Kashas over here. Loi Zachisi Lahovin Devrehem Hakadoshim. He says, I have no idea what Tesis means. Says it twice, actually. He says, Tos has already explained for us that the Chatzi Botzel Godel is Toiv B'tam Yosa. It's better tasting. So what's that called? Not Godel. What is it? Choshev. Oh, Choshev. Okay. And that the Gemara says, but if the Kohen is here, which one wins the day? Choshev. V'hainu mishum, says Rabbi Kivega, that's exactly like Kamoi Prusas Chitin. That's like the Chitin case. Why is it like the Chitin case? Because I've got Choshev. Once you've got Choshev, game over. Choshev always is it. Says Tosfos, says Rabbi Kivega, V'im Kain, Mazeh Shehikshu. So what on earth is Tosfos asking me Psisim? Oh, Psisim, you see that Shalem is Odif. Yes, Rabbi Yochanan Savar the Shlema Odif, only when he's fighting against Rak, says Rabbi Kivega, Legabe, Mailas, Godoy. When you're fighting against Godoy, yes, then Shalem wins. Aval Bapusas Chitin, Akhtamei Kro, Torah puts it first, Odif Mishlema. So to be here as well. Tzorich Ian Vahashem Yoir Einai, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu enlighten my eyes. He leaves it with Tzorich, I have no idea what he's asking.
Does Chodik in practice Halacha does that?
It might, we'll see, but Halacha it does take a place. But at the moment we haven't mentioned Chodik in these Tosafos. You have to understand the beauty of Rav Kivega's Kasha. The Gemara compared Chitin and Saira to the Truma case. So you can't say, no, but it's different to Truma. The Gemara said it's not different. The Gemara said it's the same. The Gemara brought Chitin and Sa'ira. The Gemara says that Chito wins the day. Why? Because it is Choshev. The Gemara says, oh, what about Truma? No, Truma is exactly the same. Truma is exactly the same. Truma is exactly the same. Meaning case 2 and case 3 is the same halacha twice. What is that? Choshev beats Shalom. You want to know what's an example of Choshev? Either because it's Chita, that's very Choshev, or because it's an onion which tastes better. It doesn't really matter, says Tosis, or the Gemara. The bottom line is, it's Choshev. If it's fighting against Shalem, which one wins the day? Choshev wins the day. Says Tosis, oh, nay. How come in the beginning of the Gemara we saw that actually Shalem wins the day? What do you mean it wins the day? That's because he's not fighting Choshev. What's he fighting over there? Godel. So we all know that Choshev is the top of the tree. Then comes Shalem, and then comes Godel. So in the overall hierarchy, what's at the bottom of the ladder? Godel. Next is Shalem, and next is Choshev. So if Choshev is fighting Shalem, that's number one against number two. So number one wins the day. So Tosafos says, oh yeah, but I saw that Shalem wins. Say that that's because he wasn't fighting number one, he was fighting number three, he was fighting Godel. What on earth is Tosafos kashya? What on earth is Tosafos asking? Now, we can learn Tosafos teretz, but it's very troubling. It's very difficult to learn a teretz when, quite frankly, we don't really understand the kashya.
Should we do that?
Yeah, we should see it. One of the Avreichim in the Kodel came to the other week and said, tomorrow we'll discuss that I got a massive kasha over here. So I told him the kasha and he didn't understand. So I said, I'll explain to you again. He didn't understand the kasha. I said, I'll explain to you a third time. He says, whatever, I don't really understand the kasha. But he says, do you have a teretz? I said, well, what's the point of telling you a teretz? He says, well, if I didn't understand the kasha, at least I can understand the answer. I said, well, waste of time. Well, what's the point of going into a teretz if you don't understand the kasha? Say that, but taste is different. You have to learn a taste. I do not understand taste of kashan. I simply don't understand taste of kashan. Let's read the words al kopon. Vanehi de la'el. You've just told me. Look at the dibar masl. The opening words of Tosis is that when the kohen is here, everybody agrees that Choshev wins the day. Oh, Choshev wins. It beats Sholem. Vanehi de la'el, comma. Surely above we said, psisin gedolim shleimim ktanim d'mavarech ala shleimim. So you see that Sholem wins. And how come over here you tell me that Sholem loses, stira? Now if you call that a stira, I don't call that a stira. Well, why is that called a stira? I don't know what Tosis is asking. It says Tosis, Hainu Dafka Lebrocha. That's only the reason why over there Sholem wins the day. That's because we're not discussing Hilchas Truma, we're discussing Brochas. He doesn't care to make a bracha over the gadol. He's got no good reason to make a bracha over the gadol. The lama yivarech begadol. Why should make a bracha on the gadol? Hoyel vein and noki mizeh. It's no cleaner. It doesn't taste any better. So he's more than happy to make a bracha. It's got no real extra mila. The fact that it's gadol. I will gaben a sina lekoyen. But when you're discussing giving it to a kohen, ikenafkusa diyitem ha'gadol. There is a very good reason you should give him the gadol. Why? What's so special about the gadol? A choshev tfei. It's more choshev denichale because he prefers it. Why does the kohen prefer it? It's a better taste. So again, I've read the words. I don't really understand the question. I don't really understand the answer. It's a very, 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 very shver tosfos. If Rabbi Kveiga wouldn't have asked the kasha, then I would have been even more bothered. Because if the achronim don't ask the kasha, then obviously Tosis is understandable. Once I see Rabbi Kveiga, that's what I meant, and I wasn't joking. Good news and bad news. The bad news is I don't understand Tosis, but at least the good news is that we see the achronim also don't understand Tosis. Rabbi Kveiga says, I don't understand Tosis, and it's very, very difficult to say pshat and Tosis. Very, 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 very straight Tosis. Okay. Now here I've got bad news, but even extra good news though. The bad news in the next Tosis is I also didn't understand Tosis. So it wasn't really a good day all around. But the good news is that here I found that the Achronim discuss Tosis and they do say Pshat and Tosis. So see, there's a lot of technicalities, a lot of problems with this Tosis. But Baruch Hashem, they are addressed by the Achronim. We'll see a Marsha. We'll see there's a Neid B'Yehuda. Let's go slowly. The Gemara said on the fourth wide line, Yorei Shomayim Yotze Yedei Shnehem. A God-fearing Jew should be Yotze both. Both what?
Both love. Both the...
How did Rashi learn?
One's a Pusim, one's a...
How did Rashi learn Yotze Yedei Shnehem? Who's Shnehem? What's Shnehem? It's a Machloikas. We had a Machloikas between one and what? Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, when you have Psisin and Shleimin, what do? Yeah. Rav Huna says you make a bracha on the Psisin. Rabbi Yochanan says you make a bracha on the Shleimin. Says the Gemara, if you're Rar Shemayim, you do both. How do you do that? You put the Prusa B'Toicha Shleima, which as Rashi explains means you put the Prusa underneath the Shleima, and you cut. Which one do you cut, by the way? Rashi says either both or the Shleima. Now, does anybody remember the question we asked on that Gemara? I know it's beginning to sound like, say the night over here, there's so many questions. But there's a basic kasha. That Gemara also does not make sense on a simple level. Why does it not make sense?
If you don't have to guess anything.
What was the machloikas between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan? Nachum.
Which bread to make?
Okay, let's learn with Rashi now. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Which one do you have to make a bracha on?
Shleim.
What did Rav Huna say?
Which one? Either one.
Whatever you want. So, if you're Yorei Shomayim, then what?
You want to be a Shomayim.
Fine, make a bracha on the Shleim then. Everybody says you can make a bracha on the Shleim. Why do you have to make a bracha on both? Makes no sense anymore. On a simple level, it makes no sense. Mm-hmm. If he would have said A, and he would have said B, and never the twain shall meet, so I say, Yerush Shemayim, make a bracha on A and B, and then you satisfy both opinions. But Rashi says clearly that was the first Rashi we saw this man. What was Rashi said? Im Rotso. Remember, we said it has to be that way. Why does it have to be that way? Because remember, Rashi learns that what is Psisim?
Same
size. Therefore, it makes no sense whatsoever. It can't mean you make a bracha dafka on the Psisim. Does that make any sense whatsoever?
No.
Come, the Psisim, you can tell me they're not worse, but don't tell me they're better. They're not better than the Sholim. So Rashi had to learn that what does it mean, make a bracha on the Psisim? Obviously, it means if you so desire. But if you don't want to make a bracha on the Sholim, bevakasha, no problem whatsoever. So we don't understand the Gemara then. If you're a God-fearing Jew, then you can be yotze to all opinions. Yeah, of course, just make a bracha on the Sholim. Or why do you make a bracha on both? Big question. Now, we're going to see that Tosus sort of addresses this, but the question is going to get from bad to worse. Now, just before we see the Tosus, let's remind ourselves of one very important point. Tosus disagreed with Rashi. Tosus says that what's psisim?
Large.
He says that's a translation of psisim is from the word pas. Prusa is something else. Rashi says prusa and psisim is all the same thing. Tosfos says that Psisin is large, Prusa is small. So according to Tosfos, what is the case that we're talking about? Psisin versus Shleimin? The Psisin are
large.
The Shleimin are small. So Rabbi Yechon says, go for the Shalim. What does Rav Huna say?
Either one.
Tosfos also said, either one. Tosfos also said that Rav Huna said you can make a broch on either one. So do you agree, therefore, Meirai V'Raboisai, that the question we just asked on Rashi
applies to
Tosfos as well? If, according to Tosfos, Rav Huna says you can do whatever you like, so what's this business of Yorei Shomayim should make a bracha on both? Why? Everybody says there's no problem, it might even be preferable, but it's definitely not a problem to make a bracha over the Shalim. So L'chaira, at this stage of the game, the Gemara makes no sense, either according to Rashi or according to Tosfos. Again, if anybody would learn that Psisin means you have to make a bracha on the Psisin, then the Gemara will be good. Why?
Because
how are you going to satisfy both opinions? He says Psisin, he says Shleimin. There's a machlokes going on. Okay, do both. But Rashi and Tosfos both told us that no, Rav Huna never said you must make a bracha on the Psisin, rather,
if you want to.
You may, if you so desire, make a bracha on the Psisin. So if that's the case, if you ask Rav Huna, is there anything wrong with making a bracha on the Shalim? Of course not. And Rabbi Yechon says, you should make a bracha on the Shalim. No, so Bob's your uncle, make a bracha on the Shalim. Well, what's this Yerush Shemayim business? That's a fair question.
This is why the Shulchan Aruch
is coming. Oh, I don't know Shulchan Aruch. I'm a simple Jew. I'm learning Gemara Rashi Tosfos for the moment. Now, the problem is, here comes again the good news and the bad news. The good news is that Tosfos asks this question. But what's the bad news? He does. The bad news is, however, he says that this question is only difficult according to the way I learned, but not according to Rashi. So when I saw this Tosfos this morning, so what's going on? If it's a difficult point according to Tosfos, then it's equally difficult according to Rashi as well. Well, why is Tosfos suddenly all excited about Rashi's opinion? So that kasha was addressed. There's going to be another kasha on Tosfos. We'll see. Let's go slowly. It's a difficult omud. This, there's no question about it. Complicated omud of Gemara. This, but therefore more gishmak. Zog Tosfos. Meiniach prusa betoich hashleima uboitzeah. Zog Tosfos. Pirush Rashi. Uboitzea l'shteihen, uboitzea b'shleimo bilvad. You make a bracha over both, but which one do you actually cut? Either both or the shleimo. fine. V'hainu al yedei shnehen. And by cutting the shlema, that will be, as it were, al yedei shnehen. That's considered as if you're going over both. Why? The kiven shehiniach ha-prusa tachas ha-shlema. Remember, where's the prusa? Underneath the shlema. Therefore, nirek moishe boitzea daf enami aprusa. Remember, the shalem is at the top. The prusa is at the bottom. Says Tosfos, that's why either you can cut all the way to the bottom, which means you cut the shlema at the top, the prusa at the bottom, wonderful. Says Rashi, alternatively, you could just cut the top. Says Rashi, why is that okay? Because if the prusa is at the bottom and you cut at the top, so it's near as if you're cutting everything. Chiddush? Okay. So that's called you're satisfying both opinions. Either you're literally cutting both, or you're cutting the top, the shalom, and it looks like you're cutting the bottom as well. Says Tosfos, but don't make a mistake. V'dafka boitzea l'shleima. That's only if indeed you do cut the shleima. Avoloi rotza lefareish, but Rashi didn't want to explain. Uboitzea le'eze mehen shehiritza. Rashi didn't want to say cut whatever you like. Oy le prusa, oy le shleima, comma. In other words, over here, Tosfos is complimenting Rashi. What did Rashi say? Cut either both or the shleima. One second, there's a third option. What's the third option?
The prusa.
Either both or the shleima.
Or the prusa. Or the prusa.
It means cut whatever you like. Says Tosfos, Rashi didn't explain that. That was never one of the options. It's either both or the shleima. Why? Says Tosfos, 100% right. The midakama letoich hashleima, quote unquote. Because the Gemara says you put the prusa betoich hashleima. Now normally betoich means in. But Rashi explained that betoich actually means
under.
But from the lashon of the Gemara, what do we see? Mashma da hashleima ikar. If the Gemara says that you put the prusa betoich hashleima, it's mashma. What's the main one over here? The shleima. Therefore, don't tell me that you can cut the prusa. You can cut both, or you can cut the shleima. But you can't say cut whatever you like, because definitely the main one over here is the shleima. Fine. So far, so good. Okay, now, here come the problems. Says Rashi, says Tosfos, Ulafirish Rashi. According to Rashi's commentary, the following emerges. Hochi Pirushoi, this is the explanation of the Gemara. Yorei Shomayim, a God-fearing Jew, Yoitze Yedei Shnehem, he will be yotzei both opinions. What does that mean, both opinions? Kedar Rav Huna or Kedar Rav Yochanan? He will be satisfying both opinions. Bipsisin v'shleima. We're going back to the beginning of the Gemara, where the Gemara had a machloikus between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan with regard to Psisin and Shleima. The way Rashi learns the Gemara is that if you want to be a God-fearing Jew, there is a way of satisfying both opinions. Who's both? Rav Huna and also Rav Yochanan. Now, we would, and we did, straight away jump up and down and say, what do you mean satisfy both opinions? There's a far easier way of satisfying both opinions, and that is just make a bracha on the shalim. But so far, that doesn't seem to bother Tosfos. Problem is, carry on. Ulapirish Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the one who said at the beginning that psisin is large slices. Loi motzinu lefareish hachi. We cannot explain the Gemara like this. Dekoi apsisin. We cannot explain that when it says Yotzi Yedei Shnehen, it means both opinions, the Psisin and the Shleima story, Rav Huna Rav Yochanan. We can't explain like Rashi. Rashi does, but we can't. Oh, really, why can't you explain like that? So I'll tell you why.
Shahari Einoi
Sarich Lasis Kain. Because there's no need to do this. What does this mean? There's no need to make a bracha on both. Ela Yevarech Al Hashleima. You could simply make a bracha. Oh, Baruch Hashem, this is our kasha. V'dai b'kach. What does v'dai mean?
Sufficient.
And that's sufficient according to everybody. L'kul alma. Why is that sufficient? L'kul alma. Da'afila Rav Huna. Because even Rav Huna, who says you make a bracha over the Sisin, loy komar elo ala prusa im yirtze. All he said was that you make a bracha over the prusa if you so desire. Avol pshita, but it's simple, obvious that in birich ala shleima.
That's a nice day.
So what's Tosfos the kasha? Tosfos says, I don't know how to learn this Gemara. We can't learn like Rashi. Why? How can I learn that Yotze Yedei Shnehem means satisfying both opinions, both Rav Huna and also Rabbi Yochanan? But there's a much easier way of satisfying both opinions, and that is simply to make a bracha. Because Rav Huna, when he says make a bracha on the Psisin, he never said that you
have to.
He just says
if you want.
That you can't. But if you make a bracha on the Shlema, that's fine. So what do you mean Yotze Yedei Shnehem? Oh, so again, this is the good news, this is the bad news. The good news is, this is the kasha we were waiting for. What's the bad news? Why is he so happy with Rashi then? He says, Rashi explains that what?
Oh, sorry, we can do it according to Rashi.
What did Tosfos just say? Tosfos says that Rashi tells us the Yotze Yedei Shnehem is referring back to Machlokes Rav Huna Rav Yochanan. Tosfos, yeah, fine. But Rabbeinu Tam can't explain that way. Oh, really, why not? Because Rabbeinu Tam says that when Rav Huna said you make a bracha on the psisin, it means if you want. So what's the obvious question?
Rashi
also said that! So exactly the question that Baruch Hashem we were waiting for, and Tosfos asked, why in a billion years did Tosfos say that it's only shver according to but according to Rashi, fine and dandy. Why is it fine and dandy? It's the identical question. Rashi also says it's optional.
If it's really optional, why does Rashi use the word machlokes? Yeah, Rashi uses the word machlokes.
It is a machlokes.
But then
the machlokes, you get a choice, you don't get a choice. Kuntra Vuna, you get a choice. Kuntra Nachman, you don't. You're supposed to make a bracha on the shtemen. It's definitely a machlokes. The question that we have is Beseda, even though it's a machloikus, but there's a very simple way of satisfying both opinions, and that is simply make a bracha over Mashalim. And who asks that kasha? Tosfos, but he only says it's difficult according to Rabbeinu Tam. But according to Rashi, fine and dandy. Can anybody explain to me why is it fine and dandy according to Rashi? So once again, I found myself reading Tosfos, not understanding a word of what Tosfos is talking about. Tosfos again brings Rashi, and he says, yeah, but Rabbeinu Tam can't learn that way, because Rabbeinu Tam says it's optional. Rashi also says Rashi is an identical thing. It's true, there is a difference between Rashi and Tosfos. Remember, Rashi says we're talking about equal size, and Tosfos says we're talking about bigger. But with regard to Rav Huna, everybody says that Rav Huna is optional. So if it's optional, make a bracha on the sholem, and then you're sorted out. Everything is fine and dandy. So why is Tosfos all upset with his own opinion, but he's happy with Rashi? So I found that the Tzlach asks this kasha. The Tzlach is authored by the great Noda B'Yehuda. That's why I was a little bit late. I must apologize this morning for the shir, because I just saw this Tzlach this morning. He asked the kasha. Yep. So he says as follows. Do you remember Rashi told us that when Rav Huna says you make a bracha on any which one you want, what's that we're talking about, Rashi says? Only because
they're equal size.
But if it's bigger,
everyone agrees.
There is everybody, but then Rav Huna would say you make a bracha over the
large
godly. And what would Rav Yechman say in that? What would Rav Yechman say in that case?
Shalom.
So in the case of Shalom versus Godel, we really do have a machlokes which we can't satisfy. Says that Tzlach is up the Heligan of the Beuda. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says Maniach Prusa Tachas Hashleim. It doesn't say Maniach Psisim Tachas Hashleim. What does Prusa mean? Oh, large. Oh, it's about a large piece of bread. If it's large, what does Rav Huna say?
Give me the large.
You've got to make a bracha on the large. And what does Rabbi Yechon say?
Shalom.
You've got to make a bracha on the shalom. Twain will never meet. Never the twain shall meet. In other words, even though Rashi says the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yechon, but it doesn't mean the machlokes in the case where they are of equal size. Because that indeed we could very easily satisfy, make a bracha over the shalom. Says the tzlach, but the Gemara doesn't say psisin over here, it says prusa. What does it say you should put onto the shlema? Prusa. Prusa means? Big. He's learning, you're right, Tosis translated psisin as big.
Oh, but Rashi.
So tzlach says that Rashi understands that prusa means any size, even if it's big. And if it's big, then according to Rav Huna, which one would you have to make a bracha over? The big. And according to Rav Yechon, you have to make a bracha over the shalem, in which case you're stuck, because that's not optional. But according to Tosfos, what was Psisin?
Big.
Psisin was big, and Rav Yechon and Rav Huna still said it was optional. That's why Tosfos says that according to my opinion, the Gemara makes no sense because it's always, always, always optional, even if one of them is big. So if I just make a bracha on the shalom and you're sorted out. But according to Rashi, Tosfos is very happy. So we ask, why is he so happy? The answer is he's happy because there is a case between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna where there is a machlokes which is non-reconcilable. Which case is that? When I have Shalim versus Godel? So that's no longer optional. That wasn't the case when Rav Huna said it's optional. Tosfos says it is, but not Rashi. Rashi says it's only optional if they're equal size, but Rashi says quite clearly if it's Godel, Godel wins the day. Says Tosfos Besedus. That's how Rashi learned this Gemara. That's why if you want to be a Yerushalayim, there's no way to reconcile the Machlokes. The answer is Besedus, make a bracha over both. But according to Tosfos, even if the prusa is large, what does Rav Huna tell you? Either whatever, you can do whatever you like. So if you can do whatever you like, why is the Gemara telling me that a Yira Shemaim should make a bracha over both? Just make a bracha over the Shalem. Bob's your uncle. That's Tosfos' question. Azoi state in Tzlach, the Heilige Neidim Yehuda.
Why does this Eitzah of Yerushalayim answer it in terms of cutting as opposed to making a bracha?
You're right. Really the issue is l'chayra the bracha. Really the issue is l'chayra the bracha, and the bracha is being made over both. And that's why Rashi says, which one you cutting? Both. You can cut the shalem.
How can we say if you cut both, it appears as if the...
You cut the shalem, it appears to be cutting both.
It makes it a little...
You're right. The main issue is the bracha. Okay. The main issue is the bracha, you're 100% right. I'll call upon him v'ayifan. So according to the tzlach, we now understand the kasha of Tosfos. Baruch Hashem. Tosfos says, according to Rashi, the Gemara is very good because we're talking about Godel versus Shalem. That is an in or unreconcilable machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. And if it's non-reconcilable, so the Gemara is very good. So therefore, you're going to make a bracha over both. But according to Tosfos, there is no case of an unreconcilable machlokes. Why? Because according to Rav Huna, it's always optional. And if it's always optional, so why do you have to make a bracha on both? Make a bracha on a sholem and you're fine and dandy. Says Tosfos in conclusion. Therefore, the nira lefirish rabbeinu tam, when it says shnehem, when it says that yorei shomayim should be yotzi de shnehem, what does shnehem mean? How do you translate the word shnehem, by the way? Two of them. So Rashi learns two of them means two of the amoraim. Tosfos says, no, you know what it means? Ashnei lachamim aprusa shel chitin v'shleima shel sa'irim. When it says shneihem, it doesn't mean the two opinions, it means the two loaves. In which case? We said if you have chitin versus sa'irim, which one wins the day?
Chitin.
Now, nobody denies that Sa'ira has a Maila. What's the Maila of Sa'ira? It's Sholim. It happens to be that the Maila of Chitin is Choshev, and Choshev outguns Sholim. But you can't deny that Sa'ira has a Maila. That's why it says the Gemara, Yorei Shamayim will encompass all of the Mailas. You've got the Maila of Choshev, you've got the Maila of Sholem. Now it happens to be on the hierarchy of Mailas, Choshev wins the day. The Yara Shemayim will say, Beseda, make everybody happy, make a bracha over both. So they are simply translating the word Shnehem differently. According to Rashi, Yotzi de Shnehem means I'm satisfying both opinions. According to Tosfos, it means I'm satisfying both breads. Two breads. I'm keeping both breads happy. I'm very concerned about this bread. The poor old Sa'ira will be very upset because he's Shalem and he's being ignored. Could be. If you look at this, yes. If you look at the side of the Gemara, there should be a star in your Gemara, or in your case, it's a tes. If you look for the tes. It says Venira de Garcinon Rabbeinu Tam Shtehem. Not Shnehem, but Shtehem. Shnehem is masculine, that's both opinions of the Amoraim. Shtehem is feminine, it's going back on the bread, on the loaves of bread. Now, just before we conclude, there is another massive question on Tosfos. It's full of kashas, this Omer. Look back in the Gemara, Bli Neda, I'm not telling you what the question is, you have to tell me what the question is. Look in the Gemara, keep reading the Gemara, and tell me if there's a big question that needs to be asked. Look in the Gemara. The Gemara says on the fourth wide line, Yorei Shemayim Yitzidei Shneihem. Okay, Umanu, who is that? Ma'abred Ravina. The Ma'abred Ravina, do you know what he did? He did this wonderful Eitzah. What was the wonderful Eitzah? Maniach Prusa B'teich HaShleima. He put the Prusa underneath the Shleima, Uboitzea. Now, according to Rashi, that means Rav Huna and Rav Yechanan are both satisfied. According to Tosfos, that means the Chito and the Sa'ira are both satisfied. Fine, keep reading. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, it says the same thing. Maniach HaPruso Teich HaShleima Uboitzea Umavarech. Okay. Omalei Ma Shimcha, it says, what's your name? Omalei Shalman. Omalei Sholem Ato Shalem is your name, Shalem is your learning, you're the one who is bringing Shalem between the Talmidim.
Shalem between the breads. Not being the opinion.
The Gemara is neged Tosfos. The Gemara clearly says that what's the kasher of Yosef? Now, what's the maila of this Eitzah that you're bringing Sholem between?
The two Talmidim.
It says two Talmidim. It's a Mefurash Gemara, like Rashi. How can Tosfos say it's going on the breads? The Gemara doesn't say you're bringing Sholem between the breads, it says between the two Talmidim. Who are the two Talmidim? Rav Huna and Rav Yechanan. What's going on? Tosfos pshat, very nice pshat. I'm sorry, the Gemara says the opposite. Bikasha, no?
It tells the story twice, maybe once for each.
Tosfos didn't say that. Tosfos said it's going on the two breads, chitin and seira. If it's
maybe
going on chitin and
ma'abrei the ravina. Tosfos.
What's ma'abrei the ravina? Which talmidim is making shalom? Samta shalom bein atalmidim means there was a fight between the talmidim and you made shalom. Which talmidim? Can you please tell me their names? Kuntra of Rashi, I know their names. Rashi, Rav Huna, and Rabbi Yochanan. Kuntra tells us, which talmidim did we bring together? So it's another kasha on his thesis. Kashas are piling up this morning. Marsha addresses it, but he's quoting a riff. Look at the Marsha. If you have a Marsha on your Gemara, look at the Marsha. Normal Gemaras, it is on page 16. Oh, you got the fancy Gemaras. Next page. Keep going, another page. It's the last Marsha on Lamed Tes on the base. Oh, here's Lamed Tes on base. It's the last Marsha. Yep. So the truth is, this question that I just asked you, I also saw this morning in the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua asked this kasha. You know what? Seeing as we're taking out the swarm, let's have a look inside, see the beauty of these words. He says, I don't understand what Tosfos means. How can Tosfos say that what? That Yotzi de Shneihem means the two breads. Let's see the Helig of Pnei Yeshua's words. Va'akati yeish litmoya. One can still wonder. Kontra Rabbeinu Tam, loy osi shapir. It does not make any sense when the Gemara says, "Halam racham yisab b'samuch." Later on, if shalom shalom mata v'shleima mishnascha shesamta shalom bein atalmidim. Umay machleikus hatalmidim shayach kan. Which machleikus talmidim are we talking about? It's a machleikus about two breads. Came into the fear of Rabbeinu Tam, the kulam and rotzim varech al hashleimim. According to Rashi, it's good. He asks this kasha. And he leaves at the end, tzorachi, and says, I don't understand. The Marsha addresses the question. Look at the Marsha. Zot eilig Marsha. Maniach prusa. Venira, he says. You have the Marsha. Venira de goras. Rabbeinu Tam Shtehen, not Shnehem, which means both opinions, but Shtehem, both breads. For Koi, it's going on two breads. Ad Kan Lashene, Kain Tzorach Leima, that's what it's supposed to say. V'chein Lashon Harosh Bezem. Uba Halochas Rav Elfis, who's Rav Alphas, that's the Rif, also Kosav Shtehem. Okay. V'hod Ka'omar, that which the Gemara says, Shesh Samta Shalom Bein HaTalmidim. Comma. How can the Gemara say that you've successfully managed to bring Shalom between the two Talmidim? That only makes sense according to Rashi, not according to Tosfos. That was the Kasha, says the Marsha. In four words, he's got the Teretz. Mishum de Muki lo de Plukta de Tanoi.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the Gemara said? The Gemara said that if you have chito and sa'ira, what do you make a bracha on?
Chito.
Why?
Because I mentioned present because chashu.
Because it's chashu. And what was the Gemara's immediate attack? Ketanoi.
Ketanoi, yeah, yeah.
Why are you telling me it's so posher? It's not posher. There's a whopping machloikas about it. Where? In Truma. Okay. The Gemara answered that question, but the Gemara certainly thought that the Chita Sa'ira story is a machlekes. So if you satisfy both breads, you are in fact satisfying both opinions. That's the Talmidim that we're talking about. Because the Gemara thought, even according to Tosfos, we're not going back to Huna and Rav Yochanan. We're going on the Chita and Sa'ira. So what was the Pnei Shuras Kasha? What's Marsha's Kasha? Chita and Sa'ira, you're making two breads happy. So why is that called Sholem Bein HaTalmidim? The answer is because the Gemara says that is a machlekes between the Talmidim. Okay, the Gemara answered it. But the Gemara certainly thought that Chita versus Sa'ira is the old long-standing machlekes, Chasha versus Sholem. The Gemara says, no, it's different. The Kohen is here, the Kohen is not here. So if you make a bracha over both, you're satisfying both opinions, not just both breads. Says Marsha, that's plaintiff's. Had an unbelievable zechus today. We met Gedolei Yisrael. It's an unbelievable thing. It's a big chizuk. I know. I think we have discussed this in the past. You read a Tosfos, you read a Pnei Yeshua, you read a Marsha. I mean, the Pnei Yeshua read the same Tosfos that we're reading. He did exactly the same as we did. It's a big chizuk. We think, yeah, we're, you know, little people, we read Tosfos. Where's the Pnei Yeshua, Mr. Omar? I don't know. He didn't go for the small stuff. Hey, so he was busy with Kabbalah and no. Pnei Yeshua the same kashas as we did. Marsha asked the kasha that we did. Mekvega asked the kasha. Pnei Yeshua the tzlach. So we sometimes don't need to go on a bus to Bnei Brak to visit Gedolei Yisrael. They're right behind you on the Svaram Shul from Moshe Tzedek. We learned today Rabbi Kveiga, a Noi de Behuda, a Pnei Yeshua, and a Marsha. Gedolei ho Achreinim. Four of the greatest Achreinim that we know. Kveiga, Pnei Yeshua, Noi de Behuda, and Marsha. Without them, we'll be able to move. They learned the same Tosfos, the same difficulties that we have, they had as well. Baruch Hashem, they helped us out. On occasion, they gave us the answers as well. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll learn the bottom Tosfos, and then we're going to learn the Halacha as well. All being well, that'll be on Tuesday morning. Be'ez Hashem.